Welcome to the Busy Season Podcast, where we chat about life and help you put the pieces together with your host, Matt Bailey.
Welcome back, everybody, to episode 4 of the Busy Season Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Bailey. Thanks once again for tuning in. Really appreciate you giving this a listen. And if you've enjoyed the podcast so far and the previous episodes, please be sure to rate and subscribe to us. I believe we are on Apple Podcasts and Spotify right now. Wanted to apologize for the delay in upload. We had some technical difficulties, but we thank you all for bearing with us. So today's topic for the Busy Season Podcast is going to be gratitude. And it comes at a time in November where a lot of us are beginning to think about Thanksgiving and a lot of things that we're thankful for. I wanted to talk about gratitude because I think it's a very underappreciated, I don't know what you'd call it, virtue, value in society nowadays. I feel like a lot of people overlook this. And I think it's something that can bring a lot of people peace in their life. And so let's go ahead and start off with a quote like we always do. Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos to order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend. And that is by Melody Beattie. Now, the reason why I chose that quote, and I think it really sticks out, is because at a time in our life right now, I think we are probably living in one of the best times in society, one of the best times the world has ever seen as far as just purely talking health, wealth, overall life satisfaction, longevity. I think this is probably the best time that we've ever been in our life as far as people living as long as they do, people being as healthy as they are. And I know a lot of you may say, oh, well, there's lots of disease and lots of people die young. And I understand that. But I think if you look at the overall picture of the world and compare it to history of the world, I think this is probably one of the most prosperous times in the history of the world right now. And so I think that's something right off the bat to be thankful for. And with gratitude, gratitude isn't necessarily just being thankful for something. That's a really easy term that we throw around and say, oh, I'm so thankful for my car or my phone or video games or some other tangible item that we have. A lot of the times we just think it's that, and it's not necessarily that. Gratitude can just be being satisfied and content with what you have and being thankful for friends and family that you have in your life. And I use thank as a term to simplify things. There's a lot better terms out there, but I think a lot of what's people's unhappiness nowadays in life is them not counting and not being gracious for what they have in life. You know, a lot of people take what they have for granted, and that's a very easy thing to do. And, you know, I think there's a lot of people out there who are worse off than myself, per se. I mean, I'm very grateful to say that I have a roof over my head and I have a car that I can drive to work and that I have a job. Not everybody can say that. And, you know, it's those simple things that we take for granted. It's like having a place to live, having clothes on our back, having food to eat. Not everybody has that, I don't want to say privilege, but that that opportunity or that benefit of having that. And those are simple things that people seem to take for granted. And, you know, if you just take a couple minutes out of your day and truly count your, let's say, blessings in this sense, or opportunities you've been afforded, or things that you have that not everybody has, I think that's something that could definitely change people's outlooks on life. I think a lot of people nowadays, you know, they talk about dealing with depression and anxiety. And I'm not saying that those are not real things. Those are definitely real things. I've had friends and family who deal with that, and it's a real thing. But I think a lot of people could help themselves. I'm not saying they could cure themselves of those things, because those are very real things out there. And it's affects a lot of people out there. But I think if some of us took time to give thanks and to really sit down and think about all the good things in their life, that could change a lot of people's outlooks on how they feel about life. You know, a lot of people they say, oh, God, my job is this and that, and I hate it, and I've got this bill to pay and that bill to pay and all this stuff, and they just think life is just miserable. When in all reality, you know, you look at it and it's probably pretty good. And this reminds me of one of my favorite holiday movies. It's a classic, and it's A Wonderful Life. And it has this character, George Bailey, and he has all this stuff going on in his life, and he thinks his life is just terrible, and he wants to end it. And he meets this angel, and the angel says, okay, well, let's see what your life would be like if you didn't exist. And so he took him out of the world, and he shows him and goes through his whole entire life and what would have happened had he not been there. And by the end of the movie, George realizes that he actually did have a really good life, and he was taking things for granted. And that's just one of those classic movies that comes on every year. It's also on the radio. Again, that's called It's a Wonderful Life. Check it out if you haven't seen it. Definitely one of my favorite holiday movies, and it really does give you perspective. It's one of those, it's a longer movie. I think it's probably closer to 3 hours with commercials and whatnot, but it's very, very good, and it definitely echoes what I'm talking about here. And so getting back to why gratitude is important, it's one of those values that is definitely underappreciated in our society nowadays. People take things for granted, even very small things for granted, when I believe that we should truly be thankful. Because let's say it's a small gift that somebody gives you, and it might not mean a lot or equate to a lot of money in your mind, but it may have been a lot of money for them. And you know, it's those things that we talk about. It's more about the thought of the gift than the gift itself, and that's just a very simple idea. But I think a lot of people do take everyday things in life for granted that aren't, most people don't, they're not afforded to have it. You know, they don't have those opportunities in their life. And, you know, if you are somebody who has those opportunities that other people don't, that's something that we do need to keep in mind. Going to school, going to college is definitely one of those things. And some people have loans. I get that. I'm one of them. Other people have scholarships. Some people have parents that pay for it. Regardless of what situation you're in, the fact that you're able to go to a college and to further your education is something to be thankful for and to be gracious for, because not everybody can afford that opportunity monetarily, and just some people can't because they've got other things. They have family that they need to take care of. They have elderly parents that they need to take care of. So those are things that I think we do take for granted. And I think by taking these things for granted, it gives us this bad taste in our mouths, this bad outlook on life. And all these people just seem to want to take it out and just say that the world is against them and that nothing ever goes right for them and everything is just going wrong. And I think these people need to learn that life is hard. Period. The end. Life is hard, folks. There's no doubt about that. I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's easy, because it's not. It's going to beat you down. It's going to make you cry sometimes. But what you need to do in those instances is you need to look to the bright side and think of all the things that you do have in your life. And I think it's very easy for us to get distracted and focus on the negatives, because I feel like that is how we are taught sometimes. And I feel like that is what the news shows us, is they show us the negatives more so than the positives. And that's why it makes the news, because it is a negative. It's something bad that happened. So they want to share it with you. And I'm not knocking the news in any way. That's their job. That's what they need to do. But I think that plays into part of our culture and why we tend to obsess and focus on the negatives so much, when in reality there's so much for us to be thankful and gracious for, and we need to have gratitude more so in our everyday lives. And it's one of those things that it's missing. Not a lot of people have it. Yes, people say thank you and they appreciate the gestures, but true gratitude, actually being thankful for what you have in your life at the time being. You know, it seems like a lot of people, myself included, were always focused on the next best thing. And sometimes we forget what we have right in front of us is really good also. And I'm not saying you shouldn't try to improve your life and better it. You definitely should. That's what life is about, trying to make the best life for you and family and kids if you have them. But I think we need to stop focusing on the negatives in life so much and start focusing on the positives. And I think if we had more people out there who gave thanks for what they have and were truly gracious and showed gratitude for their current situation in life, I think the world would be a better place. And one thing that I've started to do is every morning when I wake up, if I do my best to try and remember this, sometimes it slips my mind, but it's becoming more of a habit. Right before I eat breakfast, I sit down and I take 5 minutes and I just look up to the light at the kitchen table and just think about in my head, and sometimes I mouth the words, all the things that I'm thankful for that day. And you know, sometimes it's as simple as just being alive another day. You know, that's a miracle in itself there. Like, you know, and that's something so simple. You say, well, that's stupid. Like, obviously, I'm not going to die if I'm 22. And, you know, it's not so much being alive. It's the fact that I'm alive. I'm healthy. I'm here in this life. I live in America. I live in the greatest country in the world. I've been afforded all of these opportunities. I have another day to make my mark on the world and to improve myself. It goes much deeper than just, oh, another day, another 24 hours on this rock that we call Earth. You know, I'm thankful for all the people in my life, my friends, my family, my girlfriend. I'm thankful for my job. I'm thankful for a lot of things. I'm thankful for things as simple as, you know, the food I'm about to eat. You know, not everybody has a nice warm breakfast in the morning. Very simple things. And after that, it definitely helps me put my mind in the right spot for the day. It makes me not take things for granted as much as I would in the past. And I think that's something that has really helped me put myself in a positive mindset for the day. And then after that, I eat breakfast, I go to the gym, and that definitely builds on top of it. And so by the time I'm heading to work, I'm in a pretty positive place, because sometimes, you know, work always isn't the most positive place. And that's one thing that I think also should be starting to change. You know, people view work as a chore, and I know it shouldn't be a chore per se, and I'm guilty of this. I go to work and I don't want to be there sometimes, but then I have to remind myself. I say, okay, you know what, like, even though it might not be the most exciting thing or something that I don't want to do, I'm still here. I still have this amazing opportunity to learn every day at my job, learn something new, improve myself, add something new to my brain that I didn't know before, better myself in my profession. And you have to remind yourself and be thankful for that opportunity. Even though it might be sucky work or something that you don't enjoy, be thankful that you're being given that opportunity to, and this is going to sound very greedy, but to make more money, you know, to be able to provide for your family and whoever else in your life. And, you know, that's not something that you should always say, oh, thanks for the money. You know, it's not all about the money. But you do need money to live in this world. That's a fact. But I think we need to take this negative culture that we have and turn it into, shed more positive light on it. And I know that's easier said than done. But I think if we have people out there who, you know, pay it forward, you know, one of those simple things like in the drive-thru line, when somebody pays for you and you keep it going, you hear those stories about, oh, 37 people paid for their meals and then one person broke it. And yeah, that one person everybody hates, but that's okay. You know, 37 strangers paid for the food because somebody in front of them who they didn't know paid for it. Like, that's a pretty incredible feat if you think about it. Like, you're taking your hard-earned money, something that you worked for, and giving it to a stranger without even knowing who they are, how much food they ordered, just because somebody did the same thing to you. And I know it sounds simple, and in all reality, it really is. You probably just handed them your credit card because you felt guilty that somebody paid for your food and now you need to pay for somebody else's. But if you actually break it down and think about it, it's a pretty darn cool thing to have 37 human beings who have no clue who the other person is in front of them pay for their food and then them do the same thing behind them. And you know, you hear about random acts of kindness that people do, you know? Somebody donates hundreds or thousands of dollars to a charity that was in need, just out of the goodness of their heart. You know, there are a lot of good things in this world that we do not hear about or see. And I want to challenge you all to look towards and find those positive things in this world. There are a lot of great things in this world out there, and I want to see that positive light shined on it. You know, a lot of the times we're so focused on these negative things. We're focused on politics. We're focused on, you know, what legislation's coming down. And yes, that stuff is important. Legislation, laws that affect us and all that. But so many times it's just shed with such a negative light. We really need to try and find that positivity in this world and shed that light on it so we can be gracious and thankful for those things. You know, there's so many good people out there, but yet so much of our day is being shown those bad people and what they've done. And there's just so much good in this world and so much to be thankful for. I want to challenge you all, try and find one thing a day that you really have taken for granted or that you didn't realize that you are actually really thankful for. And it can be something as simple as, you know, somebody holds the door open for you. They didn't have to do that. Yeah, it's a common courtesy most times, but they really didn't have to do that. It could be simple as that, or simple as, you know, being afforded the ability to go to a gym that has machines that you can improve your fitness on. That's something to be thankful for. It could be thankful for the health of your family. You know, that's something that a lot of people take for granted. There are so many people in this world who are sick and ill with diseases. They would give anything to have a healthy family. And, you know, it's one of those things that people just, everybody's healthy. Okay, cool. You know, check that box, like move on. They don't think about it. It's an afterthought. If we really focus on those things, those positives in our life, as simple as they may seem, they will drown out all of the negatives. And that will be just background noise. And I think that will honestly make so many more people in this life happier, healthier, and just have a better mental state. Because the negativity, it messes with you guys. I'm going to be honest. Like, when you get in a dark place and you're surrounded by negativity, it really messes with you. And it just screws with your psyche. And I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist or any of that. But it just puts you in this place, and it you know, takes your mood down. It just makes you not want to really do anything. But just being thankful and looking for that positive light, that silver lining in things, just having that outlook and just that ability to recognize things that you should be thankful for and you should show gratitude towards, it really does make a difference. So again, I want to hear from you all. What do you do to show gratitude? Not necessarily like physically, but what do you do in your life to show yourself gratitude? Like, how do you figure out what you're thankful for? Do you write down a list of things that you're thankful for? Do you think about them in the morning? And then, you know, if you have any cool stories about people who have done really cool, positive things, feel free to share them. We're on Twitter at Busy Season Pod. And wanted to let you all know that the next episode will be out on the 16th, so that'll be next Friday, and we're going to hopefully try and get some guests on here. We'll have to buy another mic in the next couple weeks, but we wanted to thank you all again for listening to the Busy Season Podcast. Until next time, thanks for listening.